This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools leaders are eyeing tough budget challenges. Straight ahead.
We have used all of our available fund balance.
Triangle Transit defends the proposed Durham Orange Light Rail project.
This system is aiming not at where we are today, but at where we're going to be.
And fast food workers across the Triangle and across the country are demanding higher wages.
They really need to see the minimum wage come up and to come up to a living wage where they can support themselves and their families.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And a WCHL Championship Sports will preview Carolina basketball's matchup against the Spartans of UNCG. And
anyone who thought FSU's Jameis Winston was going to be charged has never seen a football game in Florida.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
64 degrees and a little foggy out there this morning. Looks like it's going to turn cold this weekend, so get ready for that. A little fog this morning, as I mentioned, so please leave home with a little extra time. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board welcomed new and returning members last night, but school officials are already eyeing tough budget challenges ahead. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
New Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member Andrew Davidson and returning members Michelle Brownstein and James Barrett took just a brief moment to celebrate after taking their oaths of office last night before the school board sat down to digest some sobering statistics. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told the board the district faces a $3.3 million shortfall next year.
We're using fund balance this year to balance our local budget. We have used all of our available fund balance, and we're going to need to either receive more funds to offset that, or we're going to need to look at reductions.
This is the third year in a row the district has used reserve funds to balance the budget, but that money will not be available next year. LaFreeze stressed that this shortfall comes after years of cumulative budget reductions.
We think it's important to remind folks that this is not a single year event, that we have been living in tough times for several years, and that we have a budget history. We've made $8 million in reductions over the past several years.
The district struggled last budget season to make up for cuts to state funding that would have paid for 37 teachers and 25 teaching assistants. In total, state funding to the district was cut by $4.5 million. In the past 5 years, the General Assembly has only approved a single 1.2% pay raise for educators. As a result, North Carolina now ranks 46th in the nation for teacher salaries. Human Resources Executive Director Arazi Adkins told the board this is affecting the district's ability to recruit and retain quality teachers.
The point is that we're going to continue to lose teachers to other states and other fields if North Carolina doesn't do something to raise teacher pay across the board.
The turnover rate for teachers in the Chapel Hill Carborough District is now up to 14.47%, the highest it's been in 9 years. And while more educators are looking to leave the system, student enrollment continues to grow. Again, Todd LaFreeze.
At the elementary level this year, we have 265 seats remaining with respect to Sappho, 88 at the middle school level, and then 100 remaining seats at the high school level.
School officials anticipate needing to open a new middle school in 5 years' time, but some hope large-scale renovations to older facilities can increase capacity and delay the need for a new school. The school board will revisit these issues next spring as part of the budget negotiation process. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Triangle Transit General Manager David King said that he questions the validity of recent criticism directed toward the proposed Durham Orange Light Rail. He said he's confident about the need for the light rail given the projected population growth for the area in the decades to come. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The 17-mile rail line would begin at Alston Avenue near North Carolina Central's campus and end at UNC Hospitals. The track would generally follow the North Carolina Railroad Corridor, which is along 15501, I-40, and NC-54. A panel of experts with backgrounds in transportation, engineering, and urban planning recently appeared before the Wake County Commissioners. The Chapel Hill News reported that the experts said that the region lacks the population density, traffic congestion, and ridership for a light rail. The experts acknowledged by phone that they hadn't spent as much time reviewing information about the Orange-Durham light rail plan. However, they said it was difficult to justify the need for a $1.4 billion project based on what they reviewed in the regional financial data. Triangle Transit General Manager David King said that he believed the men weren't well-versed in matters concerning Orange and Durham counties. He added that the light rail is outside the realm of Wake County.
The point is that somebody asked a question about Durham and Orange, and these folks declined to comment because they said that's not what they came prepared to talk about. Those three folks were here to talk about Wake County.
Though critics have said that the area is not dense enough to require a light rail system, King said he believed that the community should think of the necessity for the project in terms of growth, citing the population increase that has occurred in the area since the 1990s. Between 2020 and 2030, Orange and Durham counties are projected to grow at a high rate of 13.3%, according to the North Carolina Office of State Budget and Management.
This system is aiming not at where we are today, but at where we're going to be 12, 20, and 30 years from now.
King said that he believed having a light rail option would appeal to environmentally conscious commuters as well. King explained that there is already a significant ridership between Orange and Durham counties, which he believed would get an improved transportation experience with light rail.
70,000 rides a day are already occurring on the bus system. A lot of those are in this corridor. We'll shift to light rail once that system opens.
King added that the travel between the two areas is constant, whereas other cities see heavy traffic in one direction during the morning and vice versa at night. Despite the criticism, King said that Triangle Transit is moving forward with applying for federal funding. The first phase of the process is submitting an application to the Federal Transit Administration by December 20th for authorization to proceed into the environmental planning phase. King anticipates to hear a decision in 45 days or less. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. More news in just a moment.
Happy holidays, Margaret.
Feliz Navidad, Ron, and a merry season to all from Margaret's Cantina. Just when the gravy's all gone and you've downed the last turkey sandwich, close the fridge and head to Margaret's Cantina to sate your appetite with spicy Southwestern fare.
Margaret's Cantina, serving lunch weekdays and dinner Monday through Saturday. And now serving Sunday supper 4 to 8 p.m.
Allison Nichols, resident and 31-year-old farmer. Orange County is unique and edgy in many ways. It offers the culture and vibrant business life of a city, while being surrounded by fields and farms that haven't changed in 100 years. We remain committed to a progressive ideal that honors the environment and the individual. It's a multicultural and inclusive environment. I call that edgy.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
This weekend at Diamonds Direct, an incredible three-day earring-only event. All earrings in the store on sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Special prices on every pair of earrings. Classic diamond stud earrings. Stunning diamond hoop earrings. Sterling silver earrings. Pearl earrings. Earrings with diamonds and pearls. Or diamonds and sapphires. Emeralds and rubies. This is the perfect holiday gift for women. You can't go wrong with a nice pair of earrings. And you can't beat these prices. Our selection of earrings has never been greater. Literally thousands of pairs of gorgeous earrings on sale. Fabulous designer earrings straight from the fashion runway. Teardrop earrings. Cluster earrings. Chandelier earrings. Halo, martini, and dangling earrings. Earrings with precious and semi-precious stones. All colors. It's amazing. And they're all on sale. This weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, during this event, we have same-as-cash financing for 15 months on any pair of earrings. Free gift wrapping, too. The three-day holiday earring event. This weekend only at Diamonds Direct on Glenwood beside Crabtree Valley Mall.
WCHL News Time is 6:15. Fast food workers here in the Triangle joined thousands of others across the state to protest for higher wages on Thursday as part of a nationwide 100-city strike. The workers are seeking $15 an hour and the right to form a union without interference from their employers, such as McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Wendy's. There were at least two rallies in Durham, according to Kevin Rogers of Action NC, the advocacy group that helped organize strikes in North Carolina. Rogers attended a protest in Raleigh on the 6300 block of Capitol Boulevard on Thursday morning.
These folks are just really, really tired of working on their feet 40, 50, 60 hours a week and having almost nothing to show for it at the end of the week, not being able to pay their rent, not being able to support their families. And they really need to see the minimum wage come up and to come up to a living wage where they can support themselves and their families.
Rogers said he expects the strikes to continue into the new year.
We had 35 cities back in July when we did this. Now we're at over 100 cities. The response, not only from fast food workers, but from regular folks who really understand what it's like to get by on such a little amount of money. There's a lot of solidarity there.
Workers in Charlotte, Greensboro, and several other North Carolina cities also held strikes. Over the past year, unemployment has continued to drop in all 100 counties to a new statewide low of 7.5%. Three counties have fallen below 5% unemployment, including Chatham at 4.7% and Orange County at 4.9%, but most counties are still between 5 and 10%. The state saw a 0.1% decrease between September and October and a 1.6% decrease since last year. County-by-county numbers for November will be released on December 20th. WCHO News Time, 617. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report on WCHO brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel, Carborough. Well, not a lot happening in traffic so far. We do have some fog out there, which decreases visibility by quite a bit. So please allow yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning. And just be careful out there. Visibility not great. Rand Northam feeling a little under the weather today. Rachel Nash filling in. You'll be hearing from her about a half hour from now with our latest traffic reports on WCHL throughout the morning. If you spot anything or are involved in something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom. Do it safely, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's going to be breezy today and cloudy all day. High today in the middle 70s. As I said, a little foggy out there this morning. Tonight, colder, cloudy, rain, mainly after midnight. Low tonight, all the way down to the middle 40s. That is quite a change, more than 20 degrees difference. And it also is going to be a little bit breezy. Chance of rain tonight and overnight, 80%. On Saturday, much cooler. Rain in our forecast high, about 50. Chance of rain is 80%. Saturday night, and Sunday. Saturday night, it'll get really cold with a low down to the middle 30s. And then on Sunday, highs only in the upper 30s. So definitely much cooler coming up for the weekend. 618 at WCHL. And coming up next on WCHL, we will take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. Right here. Thanks for waking up this morning with us on WCHL.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
6 seconds on the clock. Taylor spins, pulls up, and hits the jumper.
Let's go to the instant replay. Taylor made a move past the guard, and what was that?
Looks like he pulled out his phone and called Geico for a free rate quote.
In the middle of the game?
He saved hundreds of dollars on his car insurance and nails the shot.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico auto insurance. Call or go to geico.com/theACC.
Coming up on 620 at WCHL Town Floor and WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ryan Stutz. The Tar Heels have an expected 5-2 record on their young season, but it's who that pair of losses has come to that remains a shocker. And, of course, some of those victories were quite shocking as well. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
UNC basketball made history Wednesday night. The Tar Heels became the first team to beat both the defending national champions and top-ranked team in the nation during the same season when Jekyll and Hyde, Carolina, took down Michigan State in the Breslin Center.
Just 9 seconds to go. 75 or 79-65. Appling, front court. No good on the layup. And how about them Tar Heels? Carolina comes into East Lansing, Michigan, and knocks off the number one team in the country, 79-65.
That was Jones Angel on the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. The roller coaster ride of a season rolls on for Carolina. The 79-65 victory improved UNC to 5-2 on the year and handed the Spartans their first loss of the season. Coach Williams says upon Carolina's arrival in Michigan on Tuesday night, for the first time ever, he made his team continue to watch film on the UAB loss. It wasn't until the day of the game that the Tar Heels turned their attention to the Spartans.
Still chewed them out during the course of practice. Last night when we got here, first time ever, made them continue looking at the tape of the UAB game for almost an hour last night. We told them at that point then the UAB game was over with.
The Tar Heels earned 19 second chance points to Michigan State's 10, and Carolina was physical inside. That fact was proven by their 44 points inside the paint. So not surprisingly, Coach Williams says he was excited about the intensity his team brought to the floor in their shocking upset Wednesday.
We were really good. Just tell you, that's exactly the way I felt. We were active. We were disciplined on the offensive end. We were active on the boards. We were aware of what was going on offense, much more so than we have been.
Coach Williams says the biggest difference between the Michigan State win and the UAB loss was the want to in the players.
But UAB really wanted it so much more than we did. And today, Michigan State did not want it that much more than we did. And I think the want to is always something that has been extremely important to me.
Next up for the Tar Heels is a home game against 4-4 UNC Greensboro. But the biggest question is which Carolina team will grace the Dean Dome with its presence Saturday night. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Carolina basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Duke head football coach David Cutcliffe was named National Coach of the Year by the Walter Camp Foundation on Wednesday. Cutcliffe led the Blue Devils to a 10-2 record and a Coastal Division title in 2013. His team will face number one Florida State this Saturday in the ACC Championship game down in Charlotte. This season was Duke's first winning season since 1994. Their 10 wins, the most any Duke football team has ever won. Cutcliffe was also the Atlantic Coast Conference Coach of the Year in both 2012 and 2013. The Walter Camp Coach of the Year is chosen by 125 football bowl subdivision head coaches and sports information directors across the country. You can read the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston is in the clear now. The sexual battery investigation was closed on Wednesday. Florida State attorney William Meigs announced no charges would be filed against the Heisman candidate yesterday. Winston had been under investigation since November 13th for the alleged December 7th, 2012 incident. The number one Florida State Seminoles will depart for Charlotte to face Duke in the ACC Championship game we talked about a moment ago. Winston, who is an outstanding freshman, will be starting in that matchup as the Seminoles hope to win the ACC and advance to the BCS National Championship game in January. And over at North Carolina State, they have some problems. Two North Carolina State football players are facing misdemeanor drug charges after police visited their apartment during a sexual battery investigation there. North Carolina State University Police Major David Kelly said running back Shadrack Thornton and safety J.J. Jones were cited on Wednesday with misdemeanor simple possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia and a probable cause affidavit for a search warrant. Authorities say they were following up on the sexual battery case and named Shadrack Thornton as the suspect. Kelly says no charges are filed in the battery case. In a statement released yesterday, the school says Coach Dave Doran has indefinitely suspended Thornton. Jones had earlier decided to transfer. Thornton, the Wolfpack's leading rusher this season, is receiving counseling as part of a deal with a court to defer prosecution for assault on a female in June. So problems at North Carolina State. Problems may be over from now at Florida State. And good news for Duke with David Cutcliffe named not only the Atlantic Coast Conference Coach of the Year, but the National Coach of the Year. It is 6:25 at 97.9 FM, WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Nelson Mandela, who died yesterday at the age of 95, spent nearly a third of his life behind bars as a prisoner under South Africa's white apartheid rule. When Mandela was set free, who could have imagined that he would not only lead his country out of the shadows of apartheid?
I cherish the ideal of a new South Africa, where all South Africans are equal.
But also became a symbol of peace and reconciliation for the entire world. Mandela, in his own words, after this.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Every day, it seems, there's something new your smartphone can do. Now, it can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the world. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime, like right now. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working, even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Go ahead, look it up on your smartphone. When Nelson Mandela received the Nobel Peace Prize 20 years ago, this is what he said.
We stand here today as nothing more than the representatives of the millions of our people who dare to rise up against a social system whose very essence is war, violence, racism.
And the following year, after Mandela was sworn in as South Africa's first black president, this is what he said.
Never again shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another. Let there be justice for all. Let there be peace for all. Let there be work, bread, water, and salt for all. Let freedom reign.
He lived the words of the poem he loved. Invictus. It mattered not how straight the gate, how filled with punishment the scroll. He was the master of his fate. He was the captain of his soul. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Martha Jenkins from Kitchen Works in University Mall. The holiday shopping season is a short one this year, so let us help check everyone off your list. We have great deals this season on knives and cookware, and as always, the latest gadgets and hard-to-find gifts. Our greatest advantage is a knowledgeable staff and great personal service. Shop early and shop local this holiday season, and remember to come see us at Kitchen Works in University Mall, where we're open until 9 p.m. Kitchen Works, your everything for the kitchen supplier.
Are you interested in a career in nursing? You can take your first 3 years of courses at Durham Tech with a dual enrollment program in collaboration with Winston-Salem State University. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. Come to the RIBN information session on Wednesday, September 18th at 2 p.m. at the Durham Tech GSK Technology Center. Visit durhamtech.edu/health for details. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in a life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks WCHL for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Top This. It's half off, $20 worth of food, available now for $10. If you haven't been to Top This yet, you're in for a treat. Top This provides high-quality sandwiches with an amazing variety of choices. Choose from 9 proteins, including premium Angus beef, in-house slow-roasted beef or pork, all-natural chicken breast, or even house-made chicken salad. With 6 different buns, 6 cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings, you can create the sandwich of your dreams. It's half off from Top This, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, thanks so much. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time for your weather, brought to you by Carmel Carborough. If you're tired of the same old shopping experience, shop the unique and locals of Carmel, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays. Shop Carmel. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 66 in Carrboro. Breezy today and rather cloudy. High today in the middle 70s. Tonight we're looking at colder and cloudy and rain, mainly after midnight. Low tonight about 45 and a little bit breezy. Chance of rain is 80%. Tomorrow is going to be a much cooler day. Still an 80% chance of rain and the high around 50 degrees.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Nelson Mandela's home in Soweto, South Africa. Remembering South Africa's first black president, the man who peacefully led his country out of apartheid, he was 95.
Rich and poor, young and old, black and white, are gathering, some to sing, some to cry.
CBS's Deborah Patta in Johannesburg.
Nelson Mandela's body has been taken to one military in Pretoria, where it will stay for around 5 days, and then will lie in state so that the public and dignitary can view the body.
He was especially close with former President Bill Clinton, who says when Mandela could have had a one-party state shutting everyone else out.
When he could have had the politics of resentment, he chose the politics of inclusion.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu offered a prayer at a Cape Town church service.
God, thank you for the gift of Madiba.
Madiba, an honorary title adopted by elders of Mandela's clan. CBS News Special Report. I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board welcomed new and returning members last night, but school officials are already looking at some tough budget challenges ahead. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
New Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board member Andrew Davidson and returning members Michelle Brownstein and James Barrett took just a brief moment to celebrate after taking their oaths of office last night before the school board sat down to digest some sobering statistics. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze told the board the district faces a $3.3 million shortfall next year.
We're using fund balance this year to balance our local budget. We have used all of our available fund balance, and we're going to need to either receive more funds to offset that, or we're going to need to look at reductions.
This is the third year in a row the district has used reserve funds to balance the budget, but that money will not be available next year. LaFreeze stressed that this shortfall comes after years of cumulative budget reductions.
We think it's important to remind folks that this is not a single-year event, that we have been living in tough times for several years, and that we have a budget history. We've made $8 million in reductions over the past several years.
The district struggled last budget season to make up for cuts to state funding that would have paid for 37 teachers and 25 teaching assistants. In total, state funding to the district was cut by $4.5 million. In the past 5 years, the General Assembly has only approved a single 1.2% pay raise for educators. As a result, North Carolina now ranks 46th in the nation for teacher salaries. Human Resources Executive Director Arazi Adkins told the board this is affecting the district's ability to recruit and retain quality teachers.
The point is that we're going to continue to lose teachers to other states and other fields if North Carolina doesn't do something to raise teacher pay across the board.
The turnover rate for teachers in the Chapel Hill Carrboro District is now up to 14.47%, the highest it's been in 9 years. And while more educators are looking to leave the system, student enrollment continues to grow. Again, Todd LaFreeze.
At the elementary level this year, we have 265 seats remaining with respect to SAFO, 88 at the middle school level, and then 100 remaining seats at the high school level.
School officials anticipate needing to open a new middle school in 5 years' time, but some hope large-scale renovations to older facilities can increase capacity and delay the need for a new school. The school board will revisit these issues next spring as part of the budget negotiation process. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Police are investigating a burglary that happened this morning at Lewis Residence Hall on UNC's campus. It happened about 4 hours ago. A female student told the UNC Department of Public Safety that she was sleeping when a male suspect entered her room at about 2:40 a.m. When the victim awoke, the suspect quickly fled the room. No weapons were seen, according to the police report. The suspect has been described as a white male wearing a dark T-shirt. Police are asking anyone with information about this incident to call the UNC Police Department at 919-962-8100, or you can contact the Chapel Hill Carrboro UNC Crime Stoppers at 919-942-7515. Calls are confidential and anonymous. You can also submit information to Crime Stoppers online, and we have all of that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. Triangle Transit General Manager David King said that he questions the validity of recent criticism directed toward the proposed Durham Orange Light Rail. He said he's confident about the need for the light rail, given the projected population growth for our area in the decades to come. WCHL's Rachel Ness has the story.
The 17-mile rail line would begin at Alston Avenue near North Carolina Central's campus and end at UNC Hospitals. The track would generally follow the North Carolina Railroad Corridor, which is along 15501, I-40, and NC-54. A panel of experts with backgrounds in transportation, engineering, and urban planning recently appeared before the Wake County Commissioners. The Chapel Hill News reported that the experts said that the region lacks the population density, traffic congestion, and ridership for a light rail. The experts acknowledged by phone that they hadn't spent as much time reviewing information about the Orange-Durham light rail plan. However, they said it was difficult to justify the need for a $1.4 billion project based on what they reviewed in the regional financial data. Triangle Transit General Manager David King said that he believed the men weren't well-versed in matters concerning Orange and Durham counties. He added that the light rail is outside the realm of Wake County.
The point is that somebody asked a question about Durham and Orange, and these folks declined to comment because they said that's not what they came prepared to talk about. Those three folks were here to talk about Wake County.
Though critics have said that the area is not dense enough to require a light rail system, King said he believed that the community should think of the necessity for the project in terms of growth, citing the population increase that has occurred in the area since the 1990s. Between 2020 and 2030, Orange and Durham counties are projected to grow at a high rate of 13.3%, according to the North Carolina Office of State Budget and Management.
This system is aiming not at where we are today, but at where we're going to be 12, 20, and 30 years from now.
King said that he believed having a light rail option would appeal to environmentally conscious commuters as well. King explained that there is already a significant ridership between Orange and Durham counties, which he believed would get an improved transportation experience with light rail.
70,000 rides a day are already occurring on the bus system. A lot of those are in this corridor. We'll shift to light rail once that system opens.
King added that the travel between the two areas is constant, whereas other cities see heavy traffic in one direction during the morning and vice versa at night. Despite the criticism, King said that Triangle Transit is moving forward with applying for federal funding. The first phase of the process is submitting an application to the Federal Transit Administration by December 20th for authorization to proceed into the environmental planning phase. King anticipates to hear a decision in 45 days or less. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Researchers at Duke University continue to develop new technologies with versatile uses. Associate Research Professor at Duke, Daniel Marks, says his team has been working for several years at a new kind of camera.
My main project right now actually is to build gigapixel cameras. We have been almost 4 years into a project, and what we do is make really high-resolution, really wide-angle instruments so that we can, for example, image an entire football field to 2 or 3 millimeters resolution.
This new gigapixel camera uses complex optics and hundreds of micro camera to create a wide angle snapshot. Other cameras have had pictures that are a gigapixel in size, but Mark says the most unusual feature for this camera is that it's all one snapshot.
What we've aimed to do is, you know, our camera literally takes a snapshot and it's a single gigapixel image. Currently it's about a tenth of a second, so you really see a single instant in time.
The newest camera was built only a few months ago and has a 100-degree by 30-degree camera angle. The gigapixel camera research is currently funded by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency with the intention to help protect soldiers in the field and identify threats from afar. Mark says they took this into consideration when designing the camera to take wide-angle photographs.
It became more likely to be used for terrestrial imaging, for, you know, imaging on the ground. And if you have a wide-angle camera, you find out you're mostly taking pictures of sky and ground. So it doesn't really make sense to have a vertical field of view that's really large.
Marks and his team have tested out this camera at the Duke versus UNC football game and produced some high-quality pictures available online. To check out the pictures, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com Of course, if you're a Carolina football fan, you might not want to check out the pictures. Might not want to relive that. It is 640 at WCHL. Coming up next, we have today's commentary in the way from Raleigh Mann, who says, go ahead and use your leaf blower, but just be considerate about it, please. That is on the way, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL.
Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Big Apple Basketball Giveaway, has served Chapel Hill and Carrboro since 1984. Lloyd Tire carries Continental and most other major brands and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including three military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire in Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street, serving Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 30 years.
Tom here from Terra Nova Global Properties. Come on down this weekend to our huge blowout sale. New truckloads have just arrived. We've got homes in every style, color, and price. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all.
Whoa, whoa, Tom. That's not how we do it at Terra Nova.
You're right. I was just excited to be on the radio.
Now tell them the truth, Tom.
Okay, we listen to our clients. We have vast knowledge of the local market, and we work with buyers and sellers.
You got it.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
This is Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you, Mark. It is 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. I have an electric leaf blower. It's not as loud as a gasoline-powered one, but it does make a good bit of noise. I use it about twice or three times a year, usually in the middle of the day in the fall. I'm getting on in years, and I have a heart condition, so extensive leaf raking isn't an option for me. Someone in our neighborhood uses his gasoline-powered leaf blower almost every day for several hours over a period of several months. I haven't quite figured out why we're forced to listen to that unrelenting noise for such long periods. I suspect sometimes that he must be chasing leaves down to the curb one at a time. There's no question that noise from a leaf blower can become annoying, particularly if one is required to listen to it for several hours. But it's also true that these machines solve a big problem for some older folks like me or for whom raking is too strenuous. The obvious solution is that we all should be considerate of our neighbors. We should use our leaf blowers only during civilized hours and should minimize the length of time we inflict that unwelcome noise on others. It's that simple. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 35 years. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Just seven games into the season, Carolina Basketball has experienced some high highs with two top five victories over Louisville and Michigan State and some low lows with stunning losses to Belmont and UAB. Have the Tar Heel players' emotions been as up and down as the results? Here's head coach Roy Williams.
Kids, you know, they bad things, they get rid of them in a half hour. You know, and coaches, we live with UAB for 72 hours or how long it is to the next game. And so 18, 19, 20-year-olds get rid of bad things a lot quicker. They enjoyed the Louisville game. They didn't enjoy the UAB game. I did not allow them to do it a lot of time, but I wasn't with them all the time. But you can't just depend on their emotions. You've got to keep pushing them to try to do it all the time.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Williams bemoaned his team's lack of effort in the disappointing loss to UAB on Sunday night, but the Tar Heels were the aggressor on Wednesday evening in the win against Michigan State.
UAB really wanted it so much more than we did, and today Michigan State did not want it that much more than we did. And I think the want to is always something that has been extremely important to me.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL with Roy, who's a much happier guy now than he was just a few days ago. 6:45 at WCHL. Coming up next, your traffic and weather together.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
Cree Outdoor Provision Company encourages you to shop locally this season with our holiday gift guide. This year, we're featuring great products like the Black Diamond Crag Jacket. This warm, lightweight, soft shell is perfect for North Carolina's mild year-round conditions, and that's not all. Right now, Great Outdoor Provision Company is one of the exclusive retailers offering the Black Diamond Crag Jacket in our state. Find out more about this great product and many others featured in our complete holiday gift guide at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Discover how art can influence social change at the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill. The Ackland's new exhibition, The Samat Collective, Art and Activism in India Since 1989, on view through January 5th, features work by artists addressing justice and equality in the world's largest democracy, India. After experiencing contemporary Indian art in the galleries, stop by the Ackland Museum Store's India Bazaar to purchase goods to take home. Admission is free. For more information, visit ackland.org.
It's time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and let's get right to it this morning. Rand Northam is not here. What have you done with Rand, Rachel?
He's sick. So he's at home, hopefully sleeping and getting better.
Hopefully recuperating or getting well.
But hey, it's flu season right now, so you got to watch out.
Yeah, he was in here yesterday, just behind the scenes. Nobody heard him, but he was definitely here. But we wish him well, and we're glad that we have you, Rachel Nash.
It's me and you, Ron. It's me and you all the way.
All right. Dynamic duo today.
Heck yeah.
What's happening with traffic?
Well,
anything?
No accidents to report right now. Good news. No, everything all clear on NC54, 15501, I-40, and the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
Hey, you know what? Celebrity birthday is coming up in a few minutes. And you know whose birthday it is today?
Whose birthday?
Lauren Stafford.
Oh, my gosh. And you guys should see her office. It's decked out right now.
Yeah, and she doesn't know it.
She doesn't know it, but she's going to come in this morning and just...
That was done after she left here yesterday.
We're sneaky.
Yeah,
we're sneaky.
It's going to be party time. We're going to party like it's 1999. No, wait.
Throwback.
It sounded like it was so far in advance when it was done.
And now it's just so old. It's so weird.
Hey, thanks a lot. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. It is outstanding. Executive Chef James Clark knows what he's doing, that's for sure. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, the favorite place for gourmet cuisine. And your Chapel Hill Carborough Weather looks like this. 66 degrees, breezy and cloudy all day. High today about 75 degrees. Another relatively warm, relatively nice day. Then tonight, it's going to start to change. It'll turn colder tonight, cloudy and rainy. 80% chance of rain late, maybe even after midnight. Overnight low, about 45, also a little breezy. Tomorrow, much cooler. Rain in the forecast, 80% chance of it. High tomorrow, about 50. Tomorrow night, colder with rain and the low in the middle 30s. And then on Sunday, a really cold day with a high in the upper 30s. And still, that 80% chance of rain on Sunday. Doesn't sound too good, does it? Time now for celebrity birthdays. WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them. Let's see here. Country singer Helen Cornelius is 72 years old today. Actor James Naughton is 68. Former Senator Don Nichols, Republican from Oklahoma, is 65 years old today. Actress Jo Beth Williams is 65. Actor Will Schreiner, 60 today. Actor Miles Chapin turns 59. Comedian Stephen Wright, really funny dude, 58 years old today. Peter Buck, who is in R.E.M., is 57 years old today. Actress Janine Turner turns 51. Writer, director Judd Apatow is 46. Boy, he's come up with some funny stuff. Actress Colleen Haskell, 37 years old today. Actress Lindsay Price is 37. And we have some local celebrities, a whole bunch of them celebrating birthdays today. First of all, I mentioned earlier, WCHL's own Lauren Stafford has a birthday today, and she'll be in to do the clean joke in about an hour on WCHL. Also, congratulations to Annette Gurman. Jay Miller has a birthday today, and Lisa Marie Kang also celebrating a birthday today. Our birthday winner is Dan Cunningham. Dan Cunningham gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamot. They always enjoy taking care of their customers, and Dan, they'll enjoy taking care of you too. Dan Cunningham, our birthday winner today from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Congratulations.
All right, Friday, and time now for Freddie Kiger.
Yes.
Friday Freddie.
Thank you.
Yeah. Freddie Friday.
Freaky Friday.
That could have been a good name for you on the radio. Freddie Friday here.
Yeah.
Freddie Kiger, 10:32.
Take more than 5 minutes, best of 5 hour, 5 o'clock here on the Nifty 850.
Sit back and relax and listen to my wax. Mighty proud to see you in the crowd.
Got some boss.
Glad to see your face in the place.
Got some boss tunes in the boss town that my boss told me to play.
Spinning the tunes here, ladies and gentlemen.
Forecast for tonight.
Dark.
Mostly dark throughout the evening with widely scattered light coming in the morning.
Oh, boy, and it's 47 degrees in the airport, and who
cares?
Which
is stupid. Who lives at the airport? Sorry.
This is getting out of hand here.
George Carlin.
Sorry, folks.
Hey, big game tonight.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill High School is at Carrboro. Mm-hmm. So we get a little bit of the kind of local rivalry, if you will. The Tigers, of which I was an assistant coach many, many moons ago under Ken Miller.
Yeah, you were.
And they're going over to Carrboro.
You were quite awesome.
Well, I mean, we had some great team. Golly, Pete, John Davis and Sandy Anderson and Arnold Booth and Walt Winfrey and David Glover.
Yeah, some really awesome.
T. Edwards.
Awesome players.
Bo Weaver. Golly, Pete. I mean, we won a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are unbelievable.
You got it, man. It was fun doing those games.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. What was awesome was WCHL broadcast Sherry Norris and her women's team winning the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
In back-to-back days, and the men winning the next night in Greensboro.
Yeah, those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end.
Well, speaking of success, we're going to do a question today about college football awards.
Uh-huh.
It's getting about that time when people are being nominated. Well, they've already been nominated, but they're being selected for this award, that award, what have you, as far as national stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. If the Dick Butkus Award honors the best linebacker in the nation, and Fred Biletnikoff, the best wide receiver.
Right.
Then what position is honored by the John Mackey Award?
All right, I know what that is.
Yeah. If the best linebacker in the nation in college football wins the Dick Butkus Award, and the best wide receiver in college football wins the Fred Biletnikoff Award, then what position is honored by winning the John Mackey Award? And Give us a call.
He was a good one.
Yes, he was. 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, and you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Where are you good to go?
Good to go. And also a swap trivia prize.
Call us.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Candace White, an outstanding young educator in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System, is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Candace, tell me about your teaching job.
Well, I teach third grade at Glenwood Elementary School. This is my sixth year here at Glenwood and my 12th year teaching in all.
Wow. Have you always wanted to be a teacher?
I have not, actually. I went to school to become an architect and decided that that just was not quite up my alley as to what I wanted to do. And I stumbled across an education class when I was in college, and it immediately struck me that working with young students was my calling.
So you got inspired at that point?
I did.
Candace White and students from 3rd, 4th, and 5th grades at Glenwood Elementary School have really been a big help with the Blanket Orange County program, an initiative designed to provide warmth for those who need it during wintry weather.
Well, I found out through it after doing a fundraiser for the ISD in Chapel Hill for the Interfaith Council. And Glenwood, we organized a food drive to help out with the month of October because the food from the summer had depleted and they were getting ready for the big food drive coming up for November. And so we collected food and IFC sent out a newsletter. And I was reading through the newsletter and heard about Blanket Orange County and thought, wow, this would be a great opportunity for our student council at school to get involved with. So I held a really quick student council meeting because we only had a couple of weeks to collect the blanket.
Candace says today is the last day of this effort and she wants to be able to deliver a couple of big boxes full of blankets to the IFC. How many do you expect to have by the end of the day?
I am hoping that we have at least 20.
Fantastic. I understand you even got on the intercom to announce this at school.
And I did.
You're pretty amazing. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Well, what my goal is for us to, as teachers, work with students so that they can see the bigger picture and how their actions as citizens in our school can impact people in our community as well.
Well, just a little side note here. I understand that Candace is also designing cards and decorations with the kids to share with the elderly members of care centers in the area who might not have family nearby during the holiday season. And Candace, just another thing that you do and just another reason why you deserve to be a WCHL Hometown Hero.
Well, thank you so much. I am humbled.
And thank you so much to Jan Bolick for letting us know about Candace.
Exactly. Thank you.
Candace White, a community-minded third grade teacher at Glenwood Elementary School. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, listen, Freddie had to run out, but his question today is the John Mackey Award. What it honors a top college football player at which position? And all of us ought to be able to know that this morning. Michael Hughes was the first to get in. Michael Hughes and Carborough. And Eric Ebron just might win that award. He should win that award as the best tight end in America. John Mackey was a great tight end in the NFL, played for the Baltimore Colts. And really, that would be a fitting honor for Eric Ebron. So congratulations to Michael Hughes of Carborough, who gets the Swap Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carborough for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Top This. It's half off, $20 worth of food, available now for $10. If you haven't been to Top This yet, you're in for a treat. Top This provides high-quality sandwiches with an amazing variety of choices. Choose from 9 proteins, including premium Angus beef, in-house slow-roasted beef or pork, all-natural chicken breast, or even house-made chicken salad. With 6 different buns, 6 cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings, you can create the sandwich of your dreams. It's half off from Top This, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce, plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane.
Our people have lost a father.
Nelson Mandela was the father of modern South Africa, and his people are joining President Jacob Zuma in mourning the death of Mandela at age 95.
I cried. I felt bad. To me, it's like I've lost everything.
But South Africans are celebrating what they gained from Mandela's long struggle to lift the